So there has been a request to prepare our consciousness and also to bring about auspiciousness from all parts of the universe by prefacing our Gaur Purnima festival with this beautiful bhajan by Vrindavan Das Thakur, which is called Srinama Sankirtan Arivasa. So I have to honestly confess, I don't know the melody. The Bengalis sing it in Mayapur every year just before the Kirtan Mela. And when they sing it, it's like opera. So I can't even try to attempt to follow such perfect singing. But I'll try to sing something which may be close to something that is acceptable. And then there are six lines, and each of the lines have a translation connected with it. So we'll do the whole bhajan, and then we'll do the translation afterward, line by line. This is really tough because I don't know the melody at all. And it's also a particular style of Bengali verses that also have a particular melody attached to it. Namadrava ojana karika manatana kripa karikara agamana. Namadrava ojana karika ramatana kripa karikara agamana. It's the best I can do. So I don't know if we can get by with such frog-like appearance singing, but anyway, just do the. I'll read the translation. Well, I'll actually chant the verses and then I'll read the translation. Namadrava ojana karika manimantaram kripa karika agamana. Upon collecting and arranging all kinds of articles, and inviting everyone to mercifully come and attend the program. Today, the arrangements have been made. Ad ojana kariche. Namadrava ojana kariche. Preparations have been completed. Mahamahotsava lagi ajona kariche. Arrangement for the grand festival has been made. Tomara Vaishnavagana More Ara Nivadana Dristikarikara Sampana. You are all Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, and therefore I humbly pray to you to please complete this ceremony by your merciful glance. Kariyata Nivadana Anila Mohatana Gana Kirtanirakara Arivasa. Thus, humbly praying and receiving all the great Mahantas, stalwart devotees of the Lord, to join the Arivas inaugural ceremony of the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Aneka Bhagyara Fale Vaishnav Asiya Mile Kalihaba Mahotsava Vilas. Only by immense good fortune one gets the association of such an assembly of Vaishnavas, and therefore tomorrow we will have a grand festival. Arivasa, Arivasa. Today is Arivasa, or inaugural ceremony. Kali Mahotsava Vilasa. Tomorrow the grand festival will take place. Arivasa, Arivasa. Sri Krishnera Lilagana Karibena Asvadana Puribe Sambara Abilas. where you all will relish the sweet pastimes of Sri Krishna, and all your desires will be fulfilled. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Sakala Bhakata Vinda Gunagana Vrindavana Dasa. In this way, Vrindavan Das humbly glorifies the moon-like Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his devotees. Ajanadir Simhanai. Tomorrow there is no limit to the ocean of bliss. Niranando Dudagelo Anandir Simhanai. Everyone's distress has been cast aside and all happiness, and all knows no bounds. Kotina Ananda Hoti Andir Simhanai. There is only happiness and no bounds. So this particular prayer sets the mood and also gives the blessings that we all need. In the process of execution of devotional service, especially undertaking a great ceremony in the glorification and honoring of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, great birth blessings need to be received from great personalities who have gone before us, the great souls, the acharyas. The words here, mahantas, those who are fixed fully in the process of bhakti, those persons can deliver mercy. And that is what it takes in order for anything to be successful. Success means everyone becomes happy and Krishna becomes glorified in the best possible way. So that is our focus, to glorify the Lord, to remember the Lord by remembering his pastimes, his qualities, chanting his names, and associating with and serving his devotees. This is the mood of Mahotsava, or what is called a great festival. So we like festivals. Festivals is the actual essence of Vaishnava culture, in the sense that everything we do is a festival. And of course, throughout the year, there are many designated festivals which we honor in a certain way. But the process of Krishna consciousness is susukam kartam avyayam, which means it is very, very joyful. It is a joyful process because it connects the soul with the Supreme Soul in devotion. And when that connection is made, the joy awakens. Because that joy is natural to all of our existence. It's an innate quality of the soul to be always happy. Not only happy, but blissful. So that comes through the glorification of the Lord. So when we put aside everything else and focus fully on trying to glorify the Lord in a way that will be pleasing to the Lord, then the whole festival becomes auspicious. The demigods shower flowers upon the devotees. We might not see the flowers coming down, but they shower it. Whenever they are pleased by the residents of the earth planet performing glorification of the Lord, and they beat their drums in the heavenly planets, the trumpets sing, the apsaras dance, and the flowers shower down from the heavens. So this is the indication that The festival was a success when the demigods shower their flowers. So look out for some flowers coming down tomorrow. If there's not any flowers, then try harder to please the Lord and glorify the Lord. So this is our focus. Because glorification of the Lord is the only source of happiness. Happiness doesn't come by way of our own plans. We can't plan to be happy. It's not possible. Happiness is something that comes by way of the Lord's, when the Lord is pleased, then happiness automatically is there. And it's as it says here, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who's inaugurating this festival, he says, then happiness knows no limit, no bounds. So, susukam kartam, su. Sukam means happy, and susukam means very happy, or translated into very simple words, blissful, ecstatic, spiritual madness. So that is our desire, to taste that happiness in devotional service. And with the blessings of the great souls and the endeavor that the devotees make to glorify the Lord and remember the Lord, and then everything becomes auspicious and the material world stops functioning and the spiritual world appears in the hearts, in the minds, and in the environment where the festival takes place. It's no longer Ljubljana or Slovenia. It's Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. So that is what this auspicious Adivas is trying to bring about, that mercy, that auspiciousness, that mood that will inspire the devotees to fully take shelter of the glorification of the Lord and pray for the blessings of the great souls. When those two things are there, then Goloka Premadana Harinam Shankirtan Ratin Gajan Milo Kena Upai, the whole world becomes happy. So whatever we do as devotees in glorification of the Lord, it's not limited to the area or to the devotees who take place. When the Lord is pleased, the whole world benefits, even the demons. Everyone benefits when the Lord is pleased. So when the Lord is pleased, then He showers His mercy. And that mercy is like, you can compare it to rain that falls everywhere. It falls on the grass where it's needed. It falls on the agricultural fields where it's needed. It falls into the reservoirs of water where it's not needed, and onto the rocks and areas where the water has no benefit for that. But still, when the Lord is pleased, His mercy is everywhere. So this is our focus, is to try to please the Lord by enthusiastically, and here's the word, chanting, dancing, and glorifying the Lord and hearing the glories of the Lord. There will be those who will speak and then those who are hearing. There is no difference in the benefit. It's not like the speaker is benefiting and the hearers are getting less benefit or vice versa. Because the activity is one spiritual process. So everyone benefits equally when there is glorification of the Lord, both the hearers and the speakers, and even the non-moving living entities. When Lord Chaitanya said to Srila Haridas Thakur, he said in a very strong way, Haridas, how will the non-moving living entities benefit? Because there are two kinds of living entities, stavara and janga. Stavara means those that stay in one place, they don't move, like trees and grass, plants, things that are stable, they're always there and they're upon place. And then you have the moving living entities, like the animals, the humans, the insects, and reptiles, like that. So two kinds of living entities. So therefore, when there is glorification of the Lord, not only do those who glorify the Lord take benefit, but everyone, all living entities, will be benefited by that. And when Lord Chaitanya said to Haridas Thakur, how will the non-living entities be benefited? He said by the loud, he uses the word loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So when we take part in kirtan, we should chant loudly. You'll see that when you go to kirtan programs, the encouragement is always coming from the kirtaneers, chant loudly. Because when you chant loudly, your bhakti awakens. It comes forth. It comes to the surface. And then that fills the whole room with that spiritual energy. And everyone benefits. So when we're chanting loudly, we're actually benefiting everyone, not just ourselves, but in the whole environment. Not that we scream it. It's not like that. But we chant as nice as we can with as much volume as we can put into it. And you'll see, as soon as that happens, the whole atmosphere becomes surcharged with the mercy of the holy name. And of course, dancing. Srila Prabhupada said, we chant and we dance. Srila Prabhupada also used to dance. Even though he was 75, 77 years old, he danced the entire Rath Yatra for 2 hours when he was about 76 years old, and down one city in San Francisco, Berkeley, when they had the Rath Yatra. Prabhupada danced the whole way. And he was getting everybody to dance. So here's a person who's, quite elderly, and Prabhupada also had many difficulties in a physical sense with his body, but still, because he was always transcendental, and he was always expressing his transcendence in different ways, but he did it to inspire others. Because when we see everyone, when we see someone enthusiastically chanting and dancing, we become and benefited from that. So everyone has influence. So make your influence in glorification of the Lord in a very enthusiastic way. So you might ask, well, when we're hearing, how can we be enthusiastic? Keep your attention on what is being said. And that takes some effort, because the mind will wander. Chanchala himana krishna pramati balavadrita dasyaham nigavan raye vayoridam saduskaram. The mind is going to wander. That's just the way it is. But then again, the program is bring it back to the sound. Bring it back to what is happening in the spiritual environment, and then your mind will connect nicely. If you allow it to wander, it will wander, and if you bring it back, it will wander again. You bring it back, wander again, it'll bring it back. And then after a while, it'll stay. It'll get tired of wandering, as long as you keep bringing it back. So this is our process of devotional service. It's very sweet, but enthusiasm, as Rupa Goswami explains, is the life of bhakti. It's the life of bhakti. So be enthusiastic to glorify the Lord, to chant, to dance. And even if you don't feel like dancing, it says, Prabhupada used to say, just get up and dance and you will feel like it. Yeah, it's like that. When you start dancing, even if you don't feel like it, we did that last night. We had a few wallflowers over there, and we extracted them from the wall and made them floor flowers. They were swaying in the breeze, no longer stuck onto the wall. And they, all of a sudden, I saw smiles that weren't there before. So yeah, we can. So take part in the enthusiastic chanting and dancing. It's a service to the other devotees too. When you actually are enthusiastic, you're actually... And if you're not enthusiastic, you're saying to the other devotees, When is prasadam? I forgot to do something. In other words, when we're not enthusiastic, we create a mentality that is negative, and then that negativity, if it's strong enough in the atmosphere, will pull that energy in that way. So when everyone is together, chanting, dancing, and being enthusiastic to hear, the energy is going into one area, so like it's one focus, then that energy expands itself out, and everyone benefits. And even those who don't even try hard become uplifted simply by the enthusiasm. Now this is Krishna consciousness. So tomorrow is, we say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day is the new year. It's the first day of the year for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaudiya Vaishnavas consider Lord Chaitanya's appearance as the first day of the new year. It's also calculated that way in the calendar. So, Happy New Year.
Huh?
537. Not so long ago. When you look at it in terms of time, it's only been 537 years. And Lord Chaitanya disappeared in 1534. So that was less than 500 years ago. 489 years, huh? Very close. Mahaprabhu's appearance is practically yesterday, when you think about it. Now, Krishna's was 5,100 and so many years in the past. Now, that seems so far distant to our perception of time, but Mahaprabhu was just left, just a couple days ago. Seems like that. But he's still personally present in his deity form, in his devotees. His devotees carry him in their heart, and therefore when you associate with those devotees who are fixed in devotional service, you can get the mercy, you can feel the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming. And he is Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gaura Tristainama. He's very merciful. His mercy is so great that it cannot be measured, calculated, or even imagined. It's so great. Srila Prabhupada would always say, try to understand how merciful Lord Chaitanya is. He said, you may have, you know, PhD, great literary accomplishments, so many benefits in your life. You're very intelligent, but still you can never understand his mercy. Even if you apply yourself to try, it's beyond your ability. And the mercy is there in his pastimes, how he uplifted Jagaya Madai, two most sinful dacoits who were practically the worst sinners that were in the history of sinful activities. He turned them into Vaishnavas. We would think, we would even, you know, not even go near such persons. And that's the way it was. But Lord Nityananda, he was thinking, such low, degraded, and decrepit persons, if they become devotees, how glorious will Lord Chaitanya be?